did you stop? Don't scream, child. We wouldn't want anyone to see you like this, would we? On your back, naked as the day you were born, hands between your legs. Good girl. Yes, I know why you stopped. You opened your eyes? Poor girl. You opened your eyes and saw me, perched at the foot of your bed. Did you know that's the first time I've ever seen you open your eyes while touching yourself? Well, of course I've been watching you. I lived here, after all. Who am I? Sweet girl. Smart girl. I'm sure you've deduced by now that I'm not human. No human has eyes that glow like mine. Your teeth as sharp as mine. No, I think you already know what I am. I am the thing under your bed. You don't believe in monsters? Tch, foolish girl. You should know better than that. There are hundreds of us hiding in the dark little corners of the world, feeding of you. You used to believe in me when you were still a little girl, remember? You were small enough to fit in my mouth. You thought I was in your closet. You always looked there, and that your parents looked there too. But not once did you ask them to look under your bed. Maybe that's because when you had the schoolwork, you don't want to see them. But they lied to you. My sweet wayward girl, they lied. Monsters don't exist, they told you. And eventually, you believed them. And you began to lie to yourself, as most humans do, as they grow older. Really, I should have moved on. Found another child, another bed. As I've been doing for centuries. Leave before the child is grown, that's the custom, but I did not want to leave you. I watched you grow up, my pretty girl. I still fed off your emotions, of course, your happiness, your fear, even if it was not of me. And when you began doing this, I swallowed those feelings too. So, those feelings in particular never satisfied me. They left me wanting more. But more than any other emotion. One always seems to drown the others out. Sadness. My poor girl. The sadness is like a fountain, bubbling, overflowing from you. You think that no one loves you, that you will never find a mate. Even after you finish this, I watch you cry because you think you're alone. Silly girl, sweet girl, pretty girl, you've never been alone. I've been here, always. And I'm not going anywhere. Since you already know I'm here, I think I will help you chase that sadness away. I'm not new to this, so it has been at least a century. Can you feel my touch, sweetling? My long, spindly fingers trailing down your thigh. I feel you jump and heard you gasp. Oh, yes, I think you can feel it. My hand sliding to your pussy. Don't want to hear another peep out of you, noisy girl. As much as I love listening to the sounds you make, the last thing we need is someone overhearing and finding a monster pleasuring you. Can you be quiet for me? Good girl. You're shivering. I trace my finger over those sensitive folds. Did I find a sweet spot? What if I rub it just a little more? You nearly gasp. My wayward girl's having a hard time keeping quiet. She just can't help it, can she? Oh, she's practically bucking under my hand. No, you're not nearly ready enough to take all of my fingers. Not yet, pretty girl. Not this time. Do you remember what you always worried about when you were younger? Before you started to convince yourself that I wasn't real? I hope the monster does not eat me. Well, I'm sorry to say that she's going to eat you now, sweetling, but not in the way you think. Let me slide between your thighs. Like this. Now, I'm going to find out just how sweet you really are, my sweet. Pretty girl, you taste amazing. Oh, I'm going to take my time exploring you. Trying so hard to be quiet. Such a good girl for me. I know it must be easy with my tongue being as long as it is. Don't worry, you can scram all you like. So I wonder how you're going to keep yourself quiet when you come. And you are going to come. My sweet girl is going to come from the monster under her bed, eating her out just like this. Girl, sweet girl, pretty girl. Give it to me. I want it. Oh. though. I'm not sure whether putting a hand over your mouth is cheating or not. You really are my good girl. Lay next to you. Well, I suppose. Why did you put your arm around me? I mean, no, I don't mind. I don't mind. This is fine. You know, thinking about it now, I would not mind being the monster in your bed instead of under it. I'm glad you like the sound of that too. And now, it's late, you're exhausted, and you're going to need your strength for what I've planned tomorrow. Good night, my sweet.